This is Shimon Newbort with Hilchas Shabbos, chapter 30, the final chapter of Hilchas Shabbos. This chapter contains 15 halachas. The subject matter of the chapter is the honor of the Shabbos day and enjoyment of the Shabbos day. Halacha Aleph, Arba Dvarim Namru B'Shabbos. There are four features of the Shabbos day that have been stated by the Shabbos. Shnayim min haTorah, two of them are Torah law, Ushnayim Divrei Soifrim, and two of them are by rabbinical decree, V'heim Mefoyroshim al Yedei HaNeviim, and all four of these features are told to us explicitly. The two features that are from the Torah are written in the Torah, and those that are by rabbinical decree are very early rabbinical decrees, which are already mentioned by the prophets, Shabbat Torah. The two features of Shabbos that are mentioned in the Torah itself, that is in the Chumash, Zohar v'Shomer, remembering and keeping the Shabbos day. Zocher v'shomer. Zocher means remembering the Shabbos day, and we dealt with that in the previous chapter. That means Kiddush and Havdolah. Shomer, keeping the Shabbos day, means refraining from Melocha. V'shenis parshu al yedei ha-neviim, and the two features of the Shabbos day, which are written explicitly by the prophets, are Kovid v'oineg, honor of the Shabbos and pleasure or enjoyment of the Shabbos. Shenema, the Torah says, "Vekoroso la Shabbos oneg." You shall call the Shabbos day oneg. Oneg means a pleasure or a delight. Velikdoish Hashem, and for the holiness of God, that is the day of Shabbos, which is the holiness of God. Mechubed, you shall call it honored. This pasuk is in Yeshaya. Halacha Beis, Ezehu Kovid. Now, what is meant by honor of the Shabbos day? Zesha Omru Chachomim. This is that which the sages told us. Shemitzvah ala Adam lirchitz ponav yodav veraglav. That a person is commanded by this rabbinical decree of honoring the Shabbos day, it is incumbent on him to wash his face, his hands, and his feet bechamin, with hot water, b'erev Shabbos, on the day before Shabbos, mipnei kvod Shabbos, in order to do this for the honor of Shabbos, umesativ batzitzis, and he should put on and wrap himself in the garment that contains the tzitzis, v'yoyshev b'koyved roish, and then he should sit there, bekoved roish, that means in a solemn fashion, that is, in a fashion that indicates his honor for the day of Shabbos, meyachil lahagbolas pnei Shabbos. He should sit there waiting expectantly to receive the Shabbos. Kemoishahu yoytzei lekras hamelech, just as he would do if he had to go out to greet the king. If one had to go out towards the king to greet the king who was arriving, he would also do this. He would wash his body, and then he would wait expectantly and in a great solemnity until the king arrives. V'chachomim horishoinim hoyu mekabtzim talmideihem. The early sages used to gather together their students be'erev Shabbos, on Friday before Shabbos arrived. U'misatvim, they would wrap themselves in their talis ve'oimrim, and they would say to their students, boyu v'neitzei, come, let us go out, likras Shabbos ha-melech, towards the King Shabbos. Halacha Gimel, umikvoid haShabbos. In addition, in honoring the Shabbos, we have to do the following. Sheyilbash ksus nekiya, he should dress himself in a clean garment. Veloyia malbush achoil kemalbush haShabbos. The garments that he wears on weekdays should not be the same garments as he wears on Shabbos. However, if he has no garments to change, he has only the garments that he has been wearing all week, so he should then pull his talis downwards. In other words, the talis is not worn stretched out at full length. It's worn bunched up slightly and lifted slightly onto the shoulders. On Shabbos, he should pull it down so that it hangs down a little bit lower. So that even though it's the same talis, it should not be the same manner of dress as it is on a weekday. On Shabbos, it's the same talis, but he's wearing it longer. The Ezra Tikin, and Ezra, the scribe, decreed Sheyehu Ha'om Mechapsim Bachamishi, that people should launder their clothes on Thursday, Mipnei Kvod Shabbos, in order to do this for the honor of Shabbos. They should do it on Thursday, so that Friday should be free to prepare other things for the Shabbos. Halacha Dalit, also Likboya Sudo Mishta, it is forbidden to set aside a particular time for a meal or for a banquet, Be'erev Shabbos, on Friday. That is, if one is scheduling a banquet or a meal, he should not schedule it for a Friday. Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos. Umut Alechel V'lishtes Ad Shetechshach, but ordinary eating and drinking is permitted on Friday until it gets dark. V'afal P.K., nevertheless, even though eating and drinking is forbidden until it gets dark, Mikvoit HaShabbos, nevertheless, in keeping with the honor of Shabbos, it would be best Sheyimona Odom Min HaMincha LaMaila, that a person should refrain from eating from the time of Mincha prayer and later, that is from mid-afternoon and later, Milik Boyosuda, and he should not schedule a meal at that time. Kedei Sheikonis LaShabbos Kishu Misav Elechil. Here we mean even a kind of meal that's permitted. He should refrain from scheduling it late in the afternoon, so that when Shabbos enters, and when he enters into the Shabbos day, he should have a desire to eat, so that he will enjoy the Shabbos meal. If he has filled himself up late Friday afternoon, he will not enjoy the Shabbos meal. Halacha hei, mesader odam shulchani be'erev Shabbos, one should set his table and arrange his table on Friday before Shabbos, v'afal pisheini tzorech ela lekizayis, and even though he knows he is not going to eat very much, and he is not going to eat more than a kizayis, more than the size of an olive, of food, nevertheless he should arrange his table as he would for a full meal. V'chein mesadeh shulchani b'metzoi Shabbos, and so also one should arrange the table and set the table when Shabbos departs. After Shabbos departs, that is, that night he should arrange his table for a meal, v'afal pisheini tzorech lekizayis, even though he knows he is not going to eat more than a kizayis. Kedei lechavdei b'chnisosei v'tziyosei, this setting the table for a full meal, even though he knows he will not eat it, is in order to honor the Shabbos, both in at its arrival and at its departure. V'tzorech lesakim b'sei v'boidyoim, one should also arrange and clean up the house while it's still day on Friday, Mipnei Kvod Shabbos, and this should also be done in honor of Shabbos. V'ye ner doluk, a candle should be burning, v'shulchan aruch, and the table should be all set and arranged, lechil for eating, umita mutzas, and the beds should be spread with their sheets or blankets, shekol elu lechvod Shabbos, because all of these things are part of the honor of Shabbos. Halacha vav, afal pi shehoy adam choshev b'yoyser, even though one may be a very noble person who is v'ein darkei likach dvarim min hashuk, he is wealthy and he's an important person, and it is not his custom to go into the market and make purchases. He doesn't go shopping, v'loy lehisasek b'malocha shebebayis, and it is not his custom at any time to attend to any housework chores. Nevertheless, chayiv lasis dvarim sheim letzeirich hashabbos begufoy, even such a person is obligated to do things that are needed for Shabbos, and he must do them himself with his own body and not have his servants do it for him, because this is the honor of Shabbos. Chachomim harishoinim, the early sages, even those who were very wealthy and did not do any work all week, behem mishahoya mefatzel hoitzim levashel behem, that some of them would carve the wood that was to be used for the cooking fire. They would carve it and cut it up for kindling and for firewood, even though this is not the thing that they would ordinarily occupy themselves during the week. Umehem mishahoya mevashel, And among the sages, there were those who used to cook, or meleach basar, or they used to salt the meat, or goydel psilois, or they would braid the wicks for the candles, or madlik neiris, or they would light the candles. Umehem mishahaya yoitze, and some of them used to go out to the market, v'koine dvarim sheim letzerech haShabbos, and they themselves would go shopping. They would buy things that were needed for Shabbos, mimaychel umashke, things to be eaten and things to be drunk. Even though they were not accustomed to do such things the rest of the week. And whoever does even more of such things in honor of Shabbos, he is more praiseworthy. What do we mean by enjoyment or pleasure of Shabbos? This is what the sages have said. One should prepare a very fat food, food that is unusually fat, that means food that is unusually tasty food, umashke mevusam, and also fragrant drinks, l'shabbos, all this should be prepared for Shabbos, hake l'fi mamoine, all should be done, l'fi mamoine shalodam, according to what the person can afford, v'chol amar b'boitzoy Shabbos, and whoever increases and does more expense for the Shabbos day, uvesikun maicholim rabim v'toivim, and whoever does more preparation of a large number of good foods, hareza meshubach, he is more praiseworthy. V'yemein yodei masegis, however, if he's unable to afford such luxuries, afilu loyosa ele sholik v'kayotzi boi mishum kveit Shabbos, then even if he didn't make anything extra except some boiled vegetables or some such thing for the honor of Shabbos, hareza oinig Shabbos, that is also included in the pleasure of Shabbos, since that's all he can afford. Therefore, he has fulfilled his obligation of pleasure of Shabbos. Ve'eini chayiv lahotzer atzmoi, he is not required, he is not obligated to put himself into great distress, ve'lishel me'acherim, and to go borrow from others, kedei laharbeis b'maychel Shabbos, in order to increase even more the food that he eats on Shabbos. Amru chachomim harishayim, and concerning such a case, the original sages, the early sages used to say, asei Shabbat chachoyl, make your Shabbos into a weekday, that is, don't do anything extra for Shabbos, v'al tetzorech lebrius, rather than going out and having to take things from other people. Halacha ches, mi shehaya oinig v'oshir, someone who is very delicate and very wealthy, v'harei kol yomav k'shabbos, and all his days, every day of the week, he lives like people live on Shabbos, that he always has a great number of very dainty, delicate foods. Tzarech l'shanis maichel Shabbos mimaichel achoil. Nevertheless, his Shabbos food has to be different from his weekday food. V'yim i'ev sh'l'shanis, and if it's not possible for him to make it different, because he eats such things on weekdays that there is just nothing better that he can possibly eat on Shabbos. Mishan is manhu achila. Then what should he do different on Shabbos? He should change the time that he eats. Im hayarogil lahagdim ma'acher. If he usually eats early, he should eat Shabbos later. V'im hayarogil la'acher. And if he usually eats later, makdim, then on Shabbos he should eat earlier. Haluchetes chayavodim lechul sholish sudis b'Shabbos. A person is obligated to eat three meals on the Shabbos. Achas Arvis, one in the evening, that is Friday night. V'achas Shachris, and one in the morning on Shabbos day. V'achas B'mincha, and one in mid-afternoon or late afternoon. V'tzorech lehizoyer, b'sholish sudis elu, one should be very careful with these three meals, shalo yivchis mehem klal, that in no case should he have fewer than these three meals. Va'afilu orni hamisparnis min atzdoke, and even if he is a poor man and he receives his sustenance from charity, soyi cholish sudis, nevertheless he must eat three meals on Shabbos. V'imhoye choyle meroivo achila, however, if he's already eaten so much at the earlier meals that he has become sick from it, or he was fasting under the conditions that we will learn that it's permitted to fast, or he's a person who always fasts and therefore even a little bit of eating on Shabbos would be a distress for him. Potter mishalish sudas. Then he is not obligated to eat a full three meals. V'tzarech ligboya kol suda mishloshtan al hayayin. Each one of these three meals has to revolve around wine. That is a principal feature of the meal, has to be the drinking of wine. V'livtzoya al shtei kikris, and he must break open bread, and he must have two loaves of bread from which to break his bread. V'chein b'yomim tovim, and this same rule applies on the festival days. Halacha Yud, achilas boso shtias yayin b'Shabbos oinek huloi. Eating of meat and drinking of wine on Shabbos are among the pleasures of the day of Shabbos. V'hu shehoisa yodei maseges, but only provided that the person is able to afford this. V'yosel likboya suda halayayin b'Shabbos v'yomim toivin b'Shas beis hamedrash. It is forbidden to have a meal on Shabbos or on a festival day that revolves around the drinking of wine. A feature of the meal is wine. If the meal is at the time when they are supposed to be learning in the Beis HaMedrash, that is the time when a lecture in the Beis HaMedrash has been scheduled. Elakach haya minhag ha-tzadikim harishoinim. The early tzadikim, the righteous people of old, used to have the following custom. Mispalil odom b'shachris u'musib b'beis ha-knesses. The person would pray Shabbos in the morning, he would pray Shachris, the Shachris prayer, Umusif, and the Musif prayer, Bebeis HaKnesses, he would go to the shul and pray, V'yovi lebeisoy, and then after Musif he would come home, V'yisoy tzuda shnia, and he would eat the second meal, the first meal having been eaten Friday night, V'yelech lebeis HaMedrash, and then he would go to the Beis HaMedrash, Yikra, he would learn Chumash, he would learn scripture, that is, v'yishna, and he would learn Mishnah and Gemara, ad ha-mincha, until mincha time, v'yispalil mincha, and he would pray mincha, v'yachach kach yigbasu deshlishis alayayin, and then he would have the third meal, which would have wine as a feature in it, v'yoychal v'yishtat mitzoy Shabbos, and he would continue eating and drinking until Shabbos departs. Halocha yun alef, osiloi la'odam sheyahalich b'arvi shabosis yoysem misholish parsois. A person is forbidden to travel on Friday more than three parsois. A parsoi is 8,000 cubits. That means that a person is not permitted to travel more than 24,000 cubits mitchilas hayoyim, from the daybreak and on. This is forbidden even if a person is on a journey and he's on his way home and he could reach home during the day. Nevertheless, he should not travel more than this distance. Kedeshi yagia lebeisoy, so that he can arrive home v'oid hayoyim rav, while there's still a large portion of the day left. V'yochen suda l'shabbos, so that he'll be able to prepare a meal for Shabbos and not be home without the meal prepared. Shaharei ein anshe because the people of his household are unaware that he's going to arrive today. So if he arrives early in the day, there'll be time to prepare the meal for him. If he travels further than that, he will arrive later in the day, and they will not prepare it. People do not know that he is coming home in order to prepare food for him. This, of course, all applies to a person who's traveling on foot. A person who is traveling by some conveyance is not permitted to travel greater than the distance, a greater distance than the time it would take him to travel three parsois on foot. Needless to say, if someone plans to be at someone else's home as a guest, and he doesn't plan to get home, certainly he may not travel further than this to arrive at the home where he's going to be a guest, because if he arrives later in the day, he will embarrass his hosts, since the hosts did not know that he's going to arrive today, and they did not prepare food that's fit for guests, and they will be embarrassed. Therefore, he should not travel further than this distance to arrive at the home of his hosts on Friday. Halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Yud Beis. Also, lehisanes, it's forbidden to fast, vilizoik, nor to shout out in prayer, ulehischanein, or to pray, levakish rachamim, or to beg for mercy, b'shabbos on Shabbos. Vafilu b'tzora min atzoris, and even if he is praying because of one of the types of trouble, shatzibur mishanim umasriyim aleim, that we will learn in Hilchis Tainis, that the public is required to fast and required to blow the shofar in times of such trouble, nevertheless, ein mishanin v'loy masriyim b'shabbos, it's forbidden to fast nor to blow the shofar in order to gather the people together on Shabbos, v'loy b'yom tevim nor on Yom Tev, even if they are undergoing such a trouble on which they would have to do so on weekdays. Chutz me'ir shikifu agoyim, with the exception of the following troubles, if there's a city that has been surrounded by goyim that are attacking the city, oy nohor, or the river has flooded over, and the flood is about to hit the city, oy svina hametirefes bayam, or there's a ship that's about to sink in the sea, shemasriyim aleihem, we blow the shofar because of these things, b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, la'ozeron, to gather people together to come to their rescue, u'mishaninin, and we pray, u'mevakshim aleihem rachmim, and we may beg for mercy for them, halacha yud gimel, it is forbidden to besiege cities of Goyim, even when we are going out to war against Goyim. We may not besiege their cities if it is less than 3 days before Shabbos. Because when the army first sets the siege, they are confused and they are not set and they yet, and everything is disorganized. So in order to give them time to relax and become organized, the people of the war, the soldiers, should be organized. They should not be confused, uterudim, and they should not be distressed. They should not be distressed on Shabbos. In other words, they should already have the siege organized. They must start 3 days before Shabbos. It's forbidden to set sail into the ocean in a sea, in a ship, less than 3 days before Shabbos, so that the person will be able to relax and come to himself before the Shabbos, and he shall not be in too much distress, because in the first 3 days he is not used to traveling on the ship and he may become seasick. After 3 days he's already used to it, he's not so likely to become seasick. But if he's taking this journey in order to perform some sort of mitzvah, maflig bayom, he may set sail into the ocean, afilu be'erev Shabbos, even on Friday itself, upoisek imay lishbois, and about the malacha that the captain of the ship has to do in order to keep the ship going for him, poisek imay lishbois, when he gets on the ship, he makes an agreement with the captain that the captain will stop and not do any malacha on Shabbos, ve'eni shavis, even though he knows that the captain's agreement is only pro forma, that the captain will not actually stop on Shabbos. However, in sailing from Tzor to Tzidon, Tzor to Tzidon are Lebanese cities along the Mediterranean coast, or some similar pair of cities, even if one is going upon his own voluntary business and not upon a mitzvah, mutala haflik be'erev Shabbos, it's permitted to set sail on Friday, because in order to go from Tzor to Tzidon or some similar journey, you do not actually go out into the ocean, you travel a short distance near the shoreline. Umokim shenogu shaloi yaflik be'erev Shabbos klal. However, in those places where there is a custom not to set sail on Friday at all, in mafligin, you do not set sail even from Tzor to Tzidon. Halacha yud dalid, tashmish hamita me'einik Shabbos, who sexual intercourse is also part of the pleasures of Shabbos. Lefichach, and for that reason, oinas talmidei chachomim, Habriyim, the time that is set aside for Talmidei Chachamim, for people who study Torah, and they are in good health, the time that they set aside to have intercourse is Mishamshin Mileili Shabbos Lileili Shabbos. They have intercourse every Friday night. We will learn in Hilchas Ishus that Talmidei Chachamim are required by law to have intercourse once a week. The night that they set aside for that is Friday night. It is permitted to have intercourse even with a virgin. And this is even a preferable thing. That is, this is not something that's done only when there's no other choice, it just happened that way, but one can deliberately set the wedding night for that night, so that he will deliberately set the time to have intercourse with a virgin on Shabbos, and there is no prohibition here, neither because of making a wound, nor because of the pain that he causes her. There is no prohibition here. Halacha tezvov. Shabbos va'aveda zara, cholachas mishnteyem shkula keneged shar kol ha'mitzvos ha'Torah. There are two things, Shabbos and idol worship. Each one of these is equal in weight to all the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah. That is idol worship. One who worships idols, it's as if he had violated all the mitzvahs of the Torah. One who desecrates the Shabbos, it's as if he has violated all the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'ha-Shabbos hi ha-ois, she-bein ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu, uveinenu li-olam. The Shabbos is eternally the sign, the bond between God, blessed be He, and between us, the Jewish people. Ulefichach, and therefore, kol oiver ha-shal ha-mitzvus, hareyu bichlal rishei Yisrael. Someone who transgresses one of the other mitzvahs is simply considered one of the wicked among the Jews. Aval ha-mechalil Shabbos b'farhesia, but one who violates, who transgresses the laws of Shabbos in public, harehu ka'oved avodah zarah. He is not simply a wicked Jew. He is considered as if he had worshipped idols. Ushneim kegoyim lechol divreim. And each of these, that is one who worships idols and one who desecrates the Shabbos in public, each of these is considered for all intents and purposes as if he were a goy. Lefichach, and therefore, mishabeach hanavi v'oimer, the prophet in Yeshaya, he praises as follows, Ashrei Enosh Yasha Zois, fortunate or happy is the person who will do this, Uven Odom Yachzikba, and the descendant of Odom, that is a human being, who will keep this following law, Shoimer Shabbos Mechaleloi, he keeps the Shabbos from profaning it. V'chol HaShoimer Es HaShabbos Kilchosa, and whoever does keep the Shabbos according to the law, Umechabdo, and he honors it, umeanga, and he delights in it and enjoys the Shabbos day kvi koichoi to the extent that he is able, kvar mefoyrish bekapol is schari boilem azeh, then the prophets have already explicitly described what his reward will be in this world, yoyser al ha-sochar ha-tzofen loilem habom, even besides the reward that is set aside for him in the future world. Shenemar, the prophet says in Yeshaya, Oz tisanig al Hashem, then you will delight in the Lord, v'hir kavticho al bomasei oretz, and I will make you pass over or ride over the high places of the world, and I will feed you the inheritance of Yankiv, your ancestor. So here we have Tisanig al Hashem, delighting in God, that is the future world. Here, Kavticha al Bomaseyoritz, I will make you ride over the high places of the earth, that is this world. Vachalticha nachlas Yankiv avicha, the inheritance of Yankiv, your ancestor, that is again Oilam Haba, Kipi Hashem Diber, this was spoken by the word, by the mouth of Hashem, of God. Thank you for listening, and please listen tomorrow when we begin Hilchis Eruvin.